Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Debate continues over proposed cell phone ban in Gillette schools. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A proposed cell phone ban in Campbell County schools continues to spark debate among parents, teachers, and administrators. According to the Gillette News Record, during a public hearing Tuesday night, several educators questioned how a full all-day ban would actually be enforced at the high school level, especially during lunch periods and passing times. Campbell County High School Principal Chad Bourgeois and Thunder Basin High School Principal Mike Daniel told the board their schools have seen positive results with the current bell-to-bell policy, which allows students to use phones between classes and during lunch, but not during instructional time. Some parents and teachers also raised concerns about medical exceptions. Teacher and parent Dixie Eltz said her diabetic daughter is worried about being disciplined for using her phone to monitor blood sugar levels despite already having a medical exemption in place. Supporters of a stricter ban argue phones are hurting student focus and social interaction. Gillette City Councilman Jack Clary told the board he supports banning phones throughout the entire school day for all grade levels. The school board is currently considering three policy options ranging from bell-to-bell restrictions to a full-day ban for junior and senior high students. Another public hearing is scheduled for June 3rd before the board makes a final decision. Wyoming school districts are required to adopt updated cell phone policies before July 1st under a new state law. Wyoming lawmakers consider expanding party-switching ban. Wyoming lawmakers are considering a proposal that would prevent voters from changing political parties for most of an election year. According to Cowboy State Daily, a legislative committee voted Friday to draft a bill that would move Wyoming's current party-switching deadline from May to January 1st of election years. Supporters say the change would further limit what is known as crossover voting, where voters switch parties ahead of Wyoming's Republican primary, often considered the state's most important election. Secretary of State Chuck Gray called the proposal an election integrity issue and argued primary elections should be decided by voters already affiliated with that political party. But opponents raise concerns about voter freedom and constitutional rights. Representative Mike Yin of Jackson argued the current restrictions are already forcing some voters, especially in heavily Democratic Teton County, to remain registered as Republicans simply to participate in competitive races. Senator Cale Case of Lander also criticized the idea, warning that limiting voters' ability to change party affiliation could create First Amendment concerns and further restrict voter choice in what he described as a single-party state. The committee will revisit the proposal at a future meeting later this year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.